This is episode number 2260 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, July 28th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
TikTok beautician Miranda Wilson has issued an apology to Stranger Things star Natalia Dyer.
Oh, an apology.
Who plays Nancy Wheeler.
Right.
After showing Natalia's face in a video about the type of work that she thinks should get done to her face.
Oh, I think I heard about this.
Rude.
Yeah, how rude is that? You put somebody, you don't even give them a chance to defend themselves. And you go like, well, I would do this, and I would do that. And she should, you know, pluck her eyebrows a certain way.
And it's a beautician. If it was a plastic surgeon who might, you know, take me on as a client, I'd say, go for it.
Anybody that watches Stranger Things, I think, will agree that Natalia Dyer is a very cute young lady. She's very cute. She's, so what's wrong with her face? Other than the occasional zit, but I mean, you know, no, they do that. I see that. You know, now, especially that we have high-definition TVs, you know, every zit shows up, man. But they're teenagers, so they're supposed to have zits. So, adds
to the
realism.
Teenagers don't have zits.
Right.
The teenagers that didn't, I was not friends with.
Wait, we've established you're not friends with anybody, so.
People immediately began calling out Miranda's video as rude and toxic.
Wow.
As there are clearly no reason Natalia needs to get work done. So Miranda suggested using lip filler, Botox, and a brow lift, among other surgical remedies to fix her face. Plus the fact she's not an adult. I mean, she's young. Why would you want to go fix up her face at this age?
Right. Exactly.
So one viral tweet with the video said, I could never be a celebrity because if someone made a video like that about me, I would get violent.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would too. I mean, give it a break.
I think we can leave the violence out of it. She could have used a different word and I would have been like right there.
Yeah, but I mean, you know.
So Miranda deleted the video from her page.
Good.
Because I'm sure she's got lots of haters now. And she uploaded an apology stating that she was not suggesting that Natalia needed any of that work as it was just an example. What kind of an apology is that?
Well, look, I
mean,
I'm curious whether or not Natalia has actually reached out to her or is just, you know, taking the high road on this and going like, all right, I get it.
Or is she
herself in a pillow somewhere crying herself to sleep?
I hope not.
I mean, because this is exactly why we have problems. I mean, you know, people have no filters and they go after people for no stinking reason. Come on.
I think Natalia is successful in her own right, and her bank account is far more than Miranda Wilson's ever could be.
Well, there's
and
that.
So, you know what? She doesn't even need to respond to Miranda Wilson. Miranda Wilson doesn't deserve a response from Natalia.
I will say, everybody on Stranger Things, these guys are going to end up being great stars some days. They're just really, really good.
They're good.
The show is fantastic. So
they're too young to be typecast, I think.
Well, we'll see.
I think there's opportunities.
I mean, it's taken 6 years to get to this point, and it's going to be another 2 years before we see the end of it. So they're going to all be grown and have kids by then.
But their college tuition is basically paid for.
There you go.
Well, it's not unusual for people to ask Steve-O to do things. In fact, he does a lot of things, like give Post Malone a tattoo or allow a swarm of bees to literally engulf his genitals.
He's had some health issues, too. Yeah. I think he says he's going to retire soon, Steve-O. I don't know.
I can't believe the man's still alive.
I can't either. He's fortunate to be on the planet. Yeah.
And the whole bees things with the genitals.
Well, there was other stuff too he's done. He's done some crazy stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So when he was asked to appear in a commercial with Ryan Reynolds and promote a new ad brand while eating the world's hottest pepper.
Uh-oh.
It would be a little upsetting if he didn't do it.
Steve-O, you don't have to.
Oh, he does. So the new ad features Steve-O explaining how he built an ad campaign for his hot sauce. Hot sauce for your butthole, which is a real thing that it really does exist.
Oh, my God. Oh my God, it hurts just thinking about it, doesn't it? Like, oh my God.
The gift that keeps on giving.
I guess.
So Steve-O and Ryan, they explain how to make an ad quickly and easily for his hot sauce.
If you're gonna hire somebody to make an ad for you, I think Ryan Reynolds is the guy.
Oh gosh.
Seriously.
I'm telling you.
I mean, he's I don't know how much it costs to hire him. If I had the money, I'd hire him for our show. Just
if I had the money, I'd hire him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you wouldn't hire. Okay, I see. That's what you're talking about.
Anyway, but it's really not that easy for Steve-O, who slowly descends into madness.
Okay.
With this whole ad for the hot sauce. Of course, there's a full medical team on set to treat Steve-O while he eats a Carolina Reaper pepper.
Oh.
The hottest pepper in the world.
Oh, man. I don't even want to be in the same building with a Carolina Reaper.
You know, when you cook it, you're supposed to wear a mask.
Well, yeah, because you're going to kill yourself, you know.
Breathing in all the Reaper vapes.
The Reaper vapes.
So, you know, it's bad. If I smelled one, I'd probably, you know.
No.
Fall down a puddle.
Yeah, no. And there's a reason why they call it a Reaper.
If you licked one.
Oh.
I'd probably die.
But flat out eat one.
If I just even took a nibble. I'd be crying. And he ate the whole thing.
Did he eat the whole thing? Oh, I can't believe he got through the whole.
He was eating the pepper.
The whole interview with Ryan Reynolds. Oh my God. I would have gone to Ryan and go like, here, try this. You want to try this, Ryan? Because really delicious.
Ryan would be like, that's why you're Steve-O and I'm not, and I'm Ryan Reynolds, so I don't have to. But I wouldn't want to be anywhere around Steve-O's bathroom.
Well, that's the whole thing. You think his hot sauce is bad. This is going to be even worse than his hot sauce. Oh, my God.
I would say, you know what? Just knock me out for about 3 days and then, you know, let someone just take care of me. Because I don't want to know.
It's funny because, you know, Ryan Reynolds, this is now his second profession is advertising. He's a marketing dude.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's his thing. And because he's famous, he's smart, you know. But he's taking his money and he's kind of invested in things like the gin and like the Mint Mobile and God knows what else.
He also is he's a co-owner of a soccer team in Wales.
Oh, okay. Well, there's some money to throw away. But I don't know that was
Welsh
the smartest.
Welsh soccer team.
I didn't know that was the smartest investment.
Oh, there it's making money.
I'm sure it is. So. All right. Well, good that Steve-O's lives to tell the story, of course, for now. Our apologies to Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.